Welcome to Licht Hören, a podcast about light, lighting, and the people behind it. Here, we explore this fascinating field, from education and daily practice to how we imagine and shape its future. And I'm excited today because I speak to Nicola. She's based in London, and she did not plan to become a lighting designer until she started working at Isla James Interiors. Nicola, who are you and what do you work, in your own words?
Hey, hi, I'm Nicola Gillespie. As I said, I'm from London. I recently moved, so it's exciting. My job description is a lighting designer, so I do all bits lighting, really.
So as far as I know, you didn't plan to become a lighting designer. Did you actually study it or did you study something else?
So I studied interior design. When I wanted to move to London, I wanted to get into that sort of sector. And then I got this job and I just fell in love with it, really.
May I ask you, where did you study? Which university was that?
The University of Plymouth, which is very south of England.
How did lighting first appear in your life? Was it by accident or by choice?
I fell into it because when I was applying for jobs, you kind of tend to go on Indeed or like all these job companies and you just sort of type in junior designer or interior designer, like, and you sort of go through a list and then you suddenly come over the ones that are similar, or maybe if you have certain qualities in them, like CAD work, it might then lead you to be like engineering and stuff, and it's, you kind of just build on it. And I think when I was applying, I saw lighting designer and I never really looked at lighting as like, okay, I'm coming out of uni, become a lighting designer, but then, yeah, here I am.
When you started working, was there something like, okay, this is really actually interesting?
Yeah, I think when I had my interview with my manager, he was just saying like all these cool and interesting things that I never thought was lighting. I thought lighting was putting a pendant in a room and calling it that. It was, you know, the layers, and I think that was what was interesting to hear, is that it's so much more behind the scenes.
Which brings me to a really interesting question. When you tell people about your job, is it also that part which surprises them, or is it something else?
I have quite a few friends that work in like the medical side of jobs and writers. When I tell them it's something that they've never really heard of, they go, oh, that's so cool. And it's like, well, I never knew it was a thing. And then here I am. And I think the way I would, it's surprising, it is, because you don't know what it is. And then they tell you what it is. And then you're like, oh my gosh, that's cool. And it's different.
So I want to go into your working day. What does a normal working day for you look like? Not the perfect one, just an ordinary one.
So most days I'll come in and I'll have a list of projects to work on, whether it's doing a concept, whether it's doing the actual CAD work, whether it's discussing site issues, or just sort of in general, you just sort of work on projects. And then some weeks it's, you come in and there might not be many projects on due to other weeks because they're different stages.
And if I think about CAD and concept, you have a plan and you put in yellow or blue dots where the lighting goes?
Yeah, so we'll get a plan from the client and then I'll go on the iPad, I'll mark up where I think maybe a pendant might go, whether they might have some wall lights, whether they would have some linear and some joinery, and sort of get a feel for the room. And then consider maybe if there's any ceiling details like coffers or shadow gaps. And then we would take that to the client and we would discuss what we think would work in that space. But we also consider that it aligns with the interiors. So you'd want to make sure that if there's a piece of artwork or a wallpaper that's really nice, we really want to highlight that using good lighting.
Is there something you're really, really proud of when you do your work?
I think I'm proud of it just in the general of how much you get to change someone's space. Because growing up, I think a lot of houses, there's probably not a lot of lighting to them. It's exciting when, you know, you can affect how someone walks in a room with just the light, and it's an incredible thing.
What part of your job is maybe harder or more challenging than you expected?
I would probably say it's understanding the site. You may want to put something in that you might be restricted due to beams or ceiling heights, pitches. And I think it's one of those ones you've got to try work with because you can't always change it. So you might have to adapt and you might have to use a spotlight instead of a downlight. You might not be able to do a shadow gap, but you could do something completely different. And it's nice to have those options. But it is when you have an idea, sometimes I think it's you want to do that idea, but you do have to then be like, okay, does it work? How are we going to do it? And then that's when it becomes, right, I've got to think.
What might be a part of your job which doesn't go on Instagram, which is something nobody's talking about?
I think the clients, when people go on Instagram and look at a lighting designer, I think the real thing that they will never see is all in the background stuff that happens. Like, they don't know how many conversations we've had with the contractors or electricians to make things work. And I think lighting design is a lot more behind the scenes than people realize. And that's what makes it really interesting.
I think that is really part of why it's kind of a secret job, why people are still surprised about it, because there's so much behind the scenes and we only see the panel in the ceiling. If you could be talking to your 18-year-old self, what would you suggest that person, honestly?
I would say don't be afraid to do something different because I feel like everyone grows up doing the same dreams, whether it's to be a princess or an astronaut. And I think I once watched this clip from an actor and he was saying, do a job that you want to go to every morning, do a job that you will be happy to spend 10 hours, 8 hours doing it. And I think for me, that's what's hit me with this job is I come to work every morning and I love it.
For someone who doesn't know anything about lighting, why is it worth to get a closer look?
I think just in a world where, there's times where it can be stressful and anxious and it has its ups and downs, I think lighting is a way to actually just connect with yourself a bit more and feel. It just will instantly make you feel better. If you walk into, you feel like you want to relax, you can turn your lighting in your bathroom to make it like a spa feel, and you can set these moods and atmospheres. It's magic in a way.
Great, thank you. Thank you for your time and the insights you shared.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Are you thinking about lighting as a career? You can study it, practice and theory in Germany, UK, whole Europe, US, or globally. Pick a tech route or a design route, bachelor, master, postgrad. Leave us a comment, and we're also happy to share some programs in the show notes. You have been listening to Lichthören, a joint project of the lighting societies of Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. Thank you for listening. You'll find ways to connect with us through the comments or in the show notes.